lovely soothing music as we come to the end of the day. And welcome to the program as the sun sets with me, Father Emil. I hope you've had a lovely day. Some of you traveling home, some of you sitting at home already, some of you lying in bed, I don't know, whatever it is you're doing. A very warm welcome to you to the program as the sun sets. Well, I hope it's been a good day for you. It's always a lovely day, a busy day for me, but nice to be with you as we come to the end of the day to praise the Lord and to thank Him for the gift of another day. So whatever we've done today, whether you've been disabled or whether you've been hyperactive, whatever it is you've been doing today, it's good just to settle down at the end of the day and say, thank you, Lord, and forgive me, Lord, if I've done anything that I shouldn't have done today. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Peace be with you, it is I. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. Psalm 124, the Lord, the protector of his people. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her. So the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Peace be with you, it is I. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. O Israel, hope in the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 130, childlike confidence in the Lord. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Israel, hope in the Lord. Alleluia. May your whole creation serve you, for you spoke, and they came into being. Alleluia. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and may your whole creation serve you, for you spoke, and they came into being. Alleluia. Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 17. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. And through the power over all mankind that you have given him, let him give eternal life to those you have entrusted to him. And eternal life is this: to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth and finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, it is time for you to glorify me with the glory I had with you before ever the world was. I have made your name known to the men you took from the world to give me. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And now, at last, they know that all you have given me comes indeed from you. For I have given them the teaching you gave to me. And they have truly accepted this, that I came from you. And they have believed that it was you who sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And in them I am glorified. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Well, this evening we have the beginning of the great priestly prayer of Christ. And it's like a beautiful sweet that we can just put in our mouth and suck and turn it around on our tongues and so on and just see the many different aspects and facets of this great priestly prayer of Christ. Chapter 17 of the Gospel of John. Today we have the beginning. And Jesus speaks to his Father in a very intimate sort of way and thanks the Father for these young people that he has given to his Son, to Jesus. And he says now that he's going to be glorified and is going to be glorified through the power of all mankind that you have given him, and he's going to be giving these people eternal life. And eternal life is this, says Jesus, to know you and to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. In other words, you know, we always think of eternal life as something that's going to happen at the end, when we die, when we come into the presence of God. Then we're going to have eternal life. But eternal life already begins now, when we come to know Jesus and come to know God our Father. To know God as the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And now Jesus says that he's finished the work that the Father has given him to do. Now Jesus is ready to go back to the Father. But in the very intimate sort of way, woven into the very fabric of this great priestly prayer of Christ, is the truth that Jesus says, I have cared for them. I pray for them. He's praying for those of his disciples. He's praying for us. I'm not praying for the world, he says, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. Remember, Jesus spoke about himself being the good shepherd and he was the door to the sheepfold and all that sort of thing. So they belong to you, Father, and all I have is yours and all you have is mine. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world and I am coming to you. And Jesus is praying for them, praying for us. A lovely, intimate prayer of Jesus. And I think as we read the gospel today and in the next few days, and we just think about this great, great priestly prayer of Christ, we read about the truth that Jesus thanks the Father for those that he has given him. He's cared for them. He prays for them. He prays that they might be one. And he says, I pray for them because they belong to you. And all I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I am glorified. It's just Jesus taking his disciples in a special way, placing them on a pedestal and saying, Lord, these are those people that you have given me. These are the ones you've given me. I've cared for them as you've cared for me. I pray for them because they are yours, and all you have is mine, and all I have is yours, and in them I am glorified. And then he speaks about he's leaving them. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. So he commends his disciples to the Father, because he says, I'm not going to be with them any longer. They're going to be on their own. I'm coming to you, Father, to share in the glory that was ours from the very beginning. But I'm leaving them in the world, and I pray for them, Lord. I pray for them, Father, that they might be safe, that they might be one as we are one. Now, as I listen to this reading today, I'm struck by the deep love that Jesus has for the Father and the deep love that he has for his disciples and therefore for us. And it's when we come to know the Father and Jesus, when we come to know Jesus, who is God, is the one whom the Father has sent, then we have eternal life. So eternal life isn't something that's going to come at the end after we die, but it's something that we already enjoy now when we know the Father and know the Son and realize that Jesus has prayed for us, continues to care for us. So I want to pray this evening that we might come to know the Father, that we might come to know Jesus in a very deep way. And when we come to know the Father and when we come to know Jesus, is to realize that that is eternal life. And that's what Jesus tells us. Of course, when we come face to face with God after our death, we come to see, not in a dark way, in a shady sort of way, we're going to see God as God is. But now, when we come to know God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, when we ascend, then we have eternal life. And that's what Jesus is saying. So let's pray today that we have eternal life, and that this eternal life is really the knowledge of God the Father and of God the Son. That's the truth. That's what Jesus tells us in this reading today. What effect does this have on us? Well, I think the eternal life that Jesus promises is peace. Peace I bequeath you. Peace I give to you. That coming to know God our Father, coming to know Jesus, is going to fill our lives with a certain equilibrium, with a certain balance. It's going to fill our lives with a wonderful peace. And that's my prayer this evening, that somehow we will come to know the Father and know Jesus and be filled with eternal life which is going to show itself in peace, in goodwill, and in love of our brothers and sisters. So eternal life then is not something we're only going to have after our death. It's something that we can already have right here in our lives when we come to know the Father and Jesus. So I'm going to pray tonight that you and I will deepen our relationship with the Father, deepen our relationship with Jesus. And one way in which we can do that is to take this chapter 17 of the Gospel of John, to read it over and over again, and just be sensitive to the incredible love, the mercy, the compassion, the goodness of Jesus towards his disciples, and therefore towards us. The Holy Spirit is the Advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. He will teach you everything. The Holy Spirit is the Advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and come into you. You will be my witnesses to the very ends of the earth. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit will come into you. You will be my witnesses to the very ends of the earth. Alleluia. Now to Christ be honor and glory. He has made his people sharers of the Holy Spirit. And so we pray, Christ, hear us. Send from the Father the Holy Spirit into the Church. May he purify, strengthen, and perfect it. Guide rulers and governments by your Holy Spirit. Give them the gifts of wisdom and courage. Send your Holy Spirit to the poor. Help and support all those who are in need. We pray for your servants who are stewards of God's mysteries. Keep them always faithful to their ministry of grace. And grant to the bodies and the souls of the dead the fullness of redemption. Strengthen us in your passion, resurrection, and ascension. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of power and mercy, grant that when the Holy Spirit comes, he may dwell in us, and make of us a temple filled with his glory. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. A beautiful Sancto sung for us there by Angel Voices Libera. Coming to you right here on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change. Well, it's been great being with you for the last half hour. It's time for me to go now, but just a quick reminder that in September, I hope I'm going to be strong enough to take a pilgrimage to Rome and to Assisi for the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So if you'd like to come along with me, do please go and visit the website, which is fowlertours.co.za, fowlertours.co.za. Have a look and see all the beautiful places we are going to be visiting. And then phone Gail, because she'll be able to tell you all about the pilgrimage, what it costs and so on. The more we have on the pilgrimage, the cheaper it's going to be. So do visit the website. I can't tell you exactly what it is now, but go and have a look at the website, see what's involved, give her a call, her phone number is there, and so on. And give her a call and just put your name down and say, look, I'd like to go with Father Emil on this pilgrimage, and I'd love to have you with me. So there it is, going to the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a pilgrimage not to be missed. So that's about all we have time for this evening. I hope you're going to have a lovely, quiet evening. And so from me, Father Emil, it's good night. And God bless.